Hi again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 511. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or audio tape. They're both free, including the postage and handling. Well, today I have for you Bible reading from the book of Revelation. So many people want to know what my version of the book of Revelation is, because they know that there's so many people that are preaching the gospel that shouldn't be. And my version of the book of Revelation is not mine. It's actually from the Word of God. There's no private interpretation of the Bible. I just want to tell you what the Bible really says. And then you either receive it or you reject it. And if you receive it, you're going to be saved. And if you reject it, you're going to be lost. I have some letters today, and I've got some music, and of course I'll be expounding on the Word of God as always. But right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord and to minister unto the Lord, and let Him minister unto us. Lord, minister Your Spirit unto me and everyone that is involved in this program. And Lord, I ask that You open up every heart, soul, mind, and body to receive everything that's being done on this program, everything that You pour out upon me and through me, in the mighty name of Jesus. And if You do that, we know that Satan will be bound, that souls will be saved, and that the church will be strengthened. Lord, we ask all these things and in the name of Jesus, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, so we've got very beautiful song here. It's called It's Christmas Song, Deck the Halls, by the Dustin Tracy, like Dick Tracy, but this is Dustin, D-U-S-T-I-N, Tracy, singers. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, we have some letters. Where's the first one from?
From Malawi, Africa.
Okay, let's hear what they have to say.
Dear Pastor Alamo, peace and love be with you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I vehemently thank God for introducing me to your anointed ministry, which reaches many nations in the world for Christ. It is an obvious fact that your ministry is turning back many lost souls the world over into God's kingdom. Praise be to our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, whom you are serving 24 hours round the clock tirelessly. I am delighted and quite impressed to have read your world newsletter entitled Earthquake. To my surprise, a friend who stays in the urban area gave it to me. It has really helped me quite a lot, as I am an evangelist. It is full of Bible verses which have enabled me to evangelize more effectively. Hence, there are a lot more souls who have turned to the cross of our Savior Jesus Christ in the 1 year and 7 months since I got this wonderful newsletter from your church. Now, let me say a little bit about me. I used to be an Adventist, but now, after having experienced how Tony Alamo has contributed to my Bible knowledge, I have resolved to go ahead with the teachings from the Tony Alamo Christian Ministries. Where I live, it is a typical countryside where people know very little about the Word of God because of a high illiteracy rate in my country. But people are very enthusiastic to learn more about the good news of accepting Jesus Christ to be their only Savior. I am therefore very happy to let you know that the church we have established here has quite a large following. We have won a lot of souls in 7 different areas around the countryside. Lastly, we ask you to send us more Christian literature, many Bibles, and your book, The Messiah, which will further increase our knowledge of the Word of God, and also for the winning of more souls into the kingdom of God here in the countryside where I stay. Pastor Tony Alamo, thanks be to God for you and your ministries. Blessed be your ministry and greetings to your whole congregation. We are waiting for your favorable reply. Yours in Christ, Anthony from Zuzu, Malawi, Africa.
Praise the Lord. Yes, I did write a piece of literature that the Lord gave me called, entitled, Earthquake. And in the 16th chapter of the book of Revelation, verse 18, that's chapter 16, verse 18, the Bible talks of an earthquake that has never, ever been before. And it says, and there were voices, and thunders, and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth. So mighty an earthquake, and so great. Now, this earthquake states that it's going to move the earth right off of its axis. Right off. Now, we're going to be reading from the book of Revelations, the next chapter, 17, later on. So get your Bibles and get to the book of Revelations, chapter 17. We've got another testimony here, another letter. But get there. And when after this earthquake hits, buildings, mountains, everything will disappear. And the great city was divided into 3 parts. I wonder if anyone knows what the great city is, or the city of the 7 hills. For it. Everybody says, well, if you know Rome wasn't built in a day, that saying didn't mean anything until I was in Rome and I looked at that thing, and it looks like it took 100,000 years to build because there's so many statues. The trees are manicured. Everything is just like it was set by a jeweler in a setting. It's just the most magnificent looking man-made city on the face of this earth. And of course, this is the seat where the beast sits. And the Bible also says that this is where the devil sits. Right there. We're going to be reading that from the 17th chapter of Revelation in just a few minutes here. Okay, let's hear the next letter, please. Where is it from?
From Manila, Philippines.
Okay.
Dear Evangelist Tony Alamo, I am Miss Dana, one of your avid listeners from the Philippines. Your program was introduced to me by my friend Joy and by my husband Ernesto, who is working right now in Saudi Arabia. I was recently promoted in my job and transferred office also in a different city, and I consider this promotion as a blessing from God and my reward for constantly believing in His promise to help me and my son and that He will always take care of us. It is through your program that we got to know Him much better and that He will always provide for us. Words are not enough to thank Him and you. God is really merciful to His people, and He is our King. Praise His name forever. Signed, Dana, from Metro Manila, Philippines.
All right, you know, the Lord says that there's going to be this big earthquake, and the earth is going to be moved right off of its axis. That's incredible. And when the Lord looks down upon the earth, He says the islands are going to flee. They'll be flee far away from people are going to be in awe when they see the face of God. It's going to be too late for you people. The people in government that think they're so powerful And people like the Red Cross, they're going to be trying to run for cover themselves when the Lord starts pouring out these plagues. He's already beginning. The beginning of sorrows is here, but there's going to be seven major plagues. And then seven final plagues that are even going to be greater than the first. And we're going to be talking about that. So, Sharon, do you want to start out reading from the 17th chapter of the book of Revelations? Now, the book of Revelations is not to be understood until the time at hand. And that time is at hand right now. And so the book of Revelation is very easy. It's as easy, the book of Daniel and Revelation are as easy for me to understand as the book of John or Matthew or Mark or Luke. Genesis. Let's go ahead and start.
And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials.
Seven vials, that means the seven vials of plagues that God is ready to pour out on this earth. Then what?
And talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore.
The judgment of the great whore. Now, the great whore, the Bible says that this is the one that's running the beast on earth. The beast is the one world government, the international government, and the whore is the one that is the mother of every abomination on earth. So this is the trio, and the voice, the voice of the beast is the media at large. There's some people in the media, such as myself and a few others, that are preaching the truth. But the rest are whores, are mothers of the whore. And, you know, of course, if you plant a carrot, there's nothing going to come up but a carrot. So if you're a whore and you give birth to somebody, it's another whore. But the whore means that it's an abomination. So she's the mother of every abomination on earth, every evil thing that you see, every war. And so, and President Bush, because the Pope told him to, declared this war, knowing full good and well that they were at peace themselves. And, you know, you've heard the brain-damaging words from Satan's mouth, his media, that this guy was an ogre, this one is an ogre, whoever they want to attack. I was the biggest ogre. I was, they painted me worse than Hitler. And the reason that they're doing this is because I'm pulling the sheets and blankets off of them. I'm showing you just exactly what is happening in this world today and where it's coming from. And naturally, the liar, the father of all liars, is the devil, and he's the one that's instructing his troops by his evil spirit to say the things against my church and others like me, and also to do the things that they're doing to myself and others like me as well. So let's continue on here in the 17th chapter of Revelation.
Come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon...
Okay, now, well, wait a minute now, this is a judgment? What's this? I thought God was just all love. We never heard that he was going to... It's a judge. God judges everything. He's judging every move that you and I make on this earth. He is like what we all are, and you don't know it, and that's because you're ignorant, is that we're all computers, and God has us all, our spirits, our souls, and everything that we are, hooked up to his computer in the kingdom of heaven. You say, I don't like that. I don't like that, I'm a computer. Silly. You willy-nilly silly thing, you. You silly savage. What are you going to do about it? Huh? Oh, that's so crazy. You, a little stupid human being, all right? So you don't like what God is. Well, let me tell you something. He doesn't like you either, okay? And we're going to hear about the wrath of God. So you're supposed to do what the Word of God says, not what the beast says or the whore. And then you'll have praise of God for the God's ordained powers that be on this earth are his ministers, the minister of God, And it's for your good, because I know so many people that were ignorant to the Word of God, and after they heard me preach the Word of God to them, that they became born-again Christians, and they're saved now. They're not in the dark any longer. They're in the light. Amen?
Amen.
Now, that's Romans 13, 1 through 4. Satan does everything that he can to twist those scriptures so that you fight the people that are for your good, the ministers of the gospel. But let me show you from the book of God, the Word of God, which is God, the judgment of the whore that says these things about people like myself and myself, and that do things against people like myself and myself. Go ahead, read what's going to happen to this bunch of bunch of demons. Go ahead.
I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters.
Yeah, so that means many waters is a figure, a type, a symbol, a metaphor of all the different nations, the waters. All over the world, this thing sits upon many waters because it's controlled the people of this world for so many years now that people actually believe what this beast, this prostitute, this whore has told them. And you people in this world, this country, this world, have allowed the Antichrist whore and the beast, its government. Now this whore is riding on the back of this beast, or the government. In other words, the government does what the whore, it's like she's got a harness in the beast, the government's mouth, and leads this stupid, asinine government to wherever it wants to do. But God is starting to pour out his plagues on this country and then on this world, and he's going to destroy. And he's put it in the hearts of the ten European nations to destroy this prostitute, this whore, and the beast. He's going to burn, these 10 nations are going to burn this dastardly bunch of demons to death. Okay, keep reading.
With whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication.
Yeah, now all the kings of the earth are going to, like Bush goes to the Vatican, Queen Elizabeth goes to the Vatican, every one of the nation's heads goes to the Vatican's and gets instructions, because they know if they do something that the Vatican doesn't like, that they'll assassinate them just like they did President Kennedy. President Kennedy was a Catholic, all right, but his eyes got open from the gospel that I was preaching to him, and he started trying to pull away from the Vatican and not do what it says. Now, the media, the whore that has its mouth to speak with, which is the media, is saying, well, no, Kennedy got killed because they double-crossed Giancana, because Giancana gave them all that votes from the Union. And so he got mad and killed Kennedy. That wasn't it. Giancana. And another thing, too, Hitler, when he saw that he was being used by the beast, tried to pull away. He tried to pull away from the United Nations. If you'll listen to his speeches, he'll say, we were deceived. The Vatican used us. And we got to get out of there. So they pulled away from the United Nations, the Vatican's United Nations. And that's when they started turning on Hitler, who at one time was a staunch Catholic. And so he stopped paying attention to what they were doing, what they were telling him to do. And he pulled away from them because Hitler said, they're using our nation. They want to spread our nation all over the world, our assets. They want to give it to all these other countries, just like they're doing to the United States. But the people of the United States are so duped that they don't even know what's happening to them. They say, well, there's going to be communism one of these days. And then some say, no, communism is over. Communism was Catholic. Catholicism was the Vatican. It's, remember, God says he's the mother of every abomination. Communism, socialism, all the isms. And so when you see one country saying, there's the media's trying to make you afraid of China because they want you to get your eyes off of Rome to worry about China. Or they'll say it's Russia. And so you pay attention to Russia, and they'll be, oh, they've got more bombs than we do and all that. So everybody pray about Russia. Or, you know, Bush is doing a bad job. It's not Bush is doing what he's told by the Vatican. And he knows it. And if he wants to debate it on television or anybody, just call me up and let me know, okay? So I guess Bush may have thought I was going to be the next pope or something because he sent 17 emails to me trying to find out how to bring about peace in the Middle East. No, Mr. Bush. The Vatican's going to lie to people and tell them that he's going to do it. And because he's going to say there'll be peace and safety as soon as the Pope can move into Israel. And as soon as that happens, that's when the big earthquake comes and all hell's going to break loose. And you're going to call on the phone for the Red Cross and for your government agencies to press the United States. And they'll be nowhere to be found here. You know why? Because they'll be in an underground bunker praying for the rocks and the mountains to fall on them. Because when God starts lashing out in his wrath, there isn't anybody going to save you. The Red Cross, it's a joke. The president is worse than a joke. The Pope will be on his way to hell and the lake of fire, because that's where they all go. Okay, let's keep reading.
And the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her.
Yeah, in other words, they've just been filled with this phony, this liquor, this that drug. They've been drugged by the devil by believing all this garbage that's being poured into your ears in grade school. They're saying it's evolution, that you all were monkeys at one time. Or they're telling you that, the Pope is God, and that you have to listen to God. Not the God in heaven, but this funny-looking little guy with the ridiculous name in Rome. Okay? And so you've been drunken with that. Keep going. Read that little thing again real fast.
The inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication.
Yeah, the whole world is deceived. That's what the Bible says. Then what?
So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast.
Oh, this woman is the big whore. And the scarlet-colored beast is the government, the one-world Roman government. It's scarlet because that's one of the colors of the Vatican. Okay, keep going.
Full of names of blasphemy.
See, the blaspheme God. Get that word of God out of school. Get the word of God out of government, because the government is supposed to be run by the word of God, not by humans, because humans have consistently been wrong. Now they're saying, of the people, by the people, for the people. And of the people, by the people, for the people, have always been wrong. That's why God killed everyone but 8 souls during the time of Noah. You can't be run by a mob. Because when the mob, if it's of the people, by the people, and for the people, then the mob says, we believe that first-degree murder is okay, abortion. And so there's 46 million babies murdered. And we believe that... if you murdered, that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be put to death when the Bible says you must be put to death. And it consistently says that. So here comes this big, fat whore riding on the back of this supposed-to-be government. It's the Antichrist government, the Roman canon law. Then go ahead.
Having 7 heads and 10 horns.
Okay.
And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color.
Purple and scarlet are the colors of the Vatican. Then what?
And decked with gold and precious stones.
And gold and precious stones there. That's so wealthy that because all the tax money goes to them. And they delegate where it's supposed to go. Do you see anything going to the poor and needy here in the United States? I mean, they're living in squalor here. And they've given most of our money to China, and they're building their buildings there look make New York look sick. You people are stupid. You've given away your very life and your life in eternity, and you've given up everything here in this country. That country's been taken over. And they don't mind me saying that, because what it does is makes you feel like there's no possible way to get out of it. There is. All you need to do is get saved and pray to God that God will rack them up, and he's going to with all these plagues. Then go ahead.
Decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication.
Right. Now, what's more abominable and full of fornication and all these evil things than the Vatican? The mother of every abomination, every evil sin. Then what?
And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great.
Okay, it's not Babylon. Babylon was Iraq and Iran. And they're trying to make you believe that that's who Mystery Babylon is. No, this time it's a mystery, folks. It's Rome. But the people, the Bible says in Daniel that people that are wise will know, will understand. But the people that don't have any understanding, that don't, are not wise, they don't fear God, they will not understand. Then go ahead.
The mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints.
No, there's no other organization but the Vatican that destroys the saints of God. You say, well, the Muslims do. The Muslim, Muslimism, is a branch of the Vatican. I'll send you a book that shows you that. That it was a Catholic nun and a priest that took this kid Mohammed and pumped drugs into him, and all the hallucinations he had, they called it that it was Holy Writ, whatever he was saying. Okay, go ahead.
I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, Wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman.
Yeah, the mystery of Mystery Babylon, the woman. Okay, then what?
And of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and ten horns.
The beast, okay, now that's why I didn't explain it before, so you're going to explain it right now. Then what?
The beast that thou sawest was and is not.
Okay, it was at one time. Rome used to be the Mecca, the big gun on the face of this earth, way back in the days of Nero. Then what?
And is not.
And then it failed. It went down, and everybody thought that the beast, or this government, was gone. It was over with. It was wounded to death. And then what?
And shall ascend out of the bottomless pit.
And it comes right out of hell. Then what?
And go into perdition.
Because the first Rome was run by the devil. Remember, it was the Roman soldiers that nailed Jesus, the Roman Catholic soldiers that nailed Jesus to the cross. And it came back now and has gone into sin. Perdition is sin. Then what?
And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder whose name...
And those of us that say, well, where is all this sinfulness, this perdition coming from? The Bible being downgraded, God being blasphemed, the History Channel telling all kinds of dirty lies about the Bible, and all these different movies coming up like... I don't even want to mention the name of them, that are saying all kinds of blasphemous things against God and against Christ the Messiah and against God's people. Like they're lunatics, and they are trying to accuse the people that serve the Lord as being lunatics. Okay, then what?
They that dwell on the earth shall wonder whose names were not written in the book
of
life.
Yeah, you people that wonder how marvelous this beast is because it's just overwhelmed everything on earth. It's totally taken over the school system, the public school system, and everything. But this has only deceived the people whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So those of you that believe in this system, you're not going to heaven. Your name is not in the Lamb's Book of Life. And those of you that knew the Lord and you've gone backwards because you believe that Satan is more powerful than God, and it shows in this chapter that the beast makes war with the Lamb, which is Christ, but the Lamb overcomes it, and because God is stronger than Satan, all right? Because Satan is just a creation of God at one time. He was Lucifer, and because of his beauty, he thought he was so good-looking. You know, he looked in the mirror and flirted with himself and thought, I'm better, just as good-looking as God, and decided to be like the Most High God, and that's why God is going to destroy him. And then he started taking over, and of course he doesn't have the anointing for it. Okay, then what?
They that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world.
Yeah, if you're wondering about this, well then you're not going to heaven. You just think that the things that have been done by man are so wonderful, and you forget that God created the world that little puny man is standing on, and God gave him a brain to be able to figure things out. Yeah, the human brain, very few people have even used 1% of it. But when they use it, yeah, they can figure out things in the universe. But it's no need to be puffed up about it. They only have learned like the point of a needle in comparison to what God has done and what God knows. Doesn't matter, television, those components were in the in our realm hundreds of years ago. It's just to take man, learn slowly, but man is going to be destroyed. Okay, because they're taking these things that God has shown us and made it like it's some kind of a miracle that they came up with. Okay, then what?
When they behold the beast that was and is not, and
yet
is.
In other words, the government that was and then it wasn't and now it is. Okay, that's Rome. Then what?
And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth.
Okay, the seven mountains. You go down to a travel agency and ask them to give you a ticket to the city of the seven mountains. And they'll tell you that's Rome. And who sits there?
The beast.
The beast. Now, do you think that God would call any nice thing the beast? Huh?
No.
Well, this is the government, where the whore sits on the back of this beast. So the beast, where does she sit?
The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth.
That's the whore sits there, and she rides on the beast. The government shows it where to go and what to do. Take the Bibles out of school. Make it an offense, a government offense, if they read the Bible. Then what?
And there are seven kings. Five are fallen, and one is.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not.
Okay, the beast that was, it was, Rome was there, and now then it wasn't. And then what?
Even he is the eighth.
Okay, so that's today's world kingdom. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
And is of the seven, and goeth into perdition.
Right, and it goes into sin. Okay, and then in other words, the whole government is sinful. Everything it says is sinful. Oh, yeah, two men can be married, two women can be married. That's not sin? Is that not sin?
Yes.
Okay, then what?
And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast.
Yeah, with the one world government. In other words, that's the European common market. 10 different countries. Okay, then what?
These have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast.
So they're going to give their power and strength to Rome. Then what?
These shall make war with the Lamb.
Okay, they'll make war with Jesus. And the body of Jesus is we Christians. Jesus is the head and we're the body, right?
Right. Yeah.
So it makes war against churches. What she does is say that we're cults and that this whore who says he's God, but it's really a she because it's the homosexuals. They think they're she's, but they're not. They're men that think they're women. Then what else?
And the Lamb shall overcome them.
And the Lamb, Jesus, will overcome Christ, and we, the church, the body of Christ, will overcome you weasels out there. Because I pray to God, God, you destroy these people, pour your wrath out on them, and you will. And Jesus, I ask it in Father God, and I ask it in Jesus' name. And you will. That's how we're going to overcome. By the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and the word of our testimony is the word of God and is Jesus. Then what?
The Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings.
Right, there's no one that can defeat him. You're wasting your time, boys and girls, little mere humans. Then what?
And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful.
And thank God, I'm called and chosen and I'm faithful. Okay, and we're not to fear the beast or any government, but we're to fear God and keep his commandments. For that's the whole duty of man, is to fear God and keep his commandments. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues.
Isn't that what I just told you?
Yes.
That the many waters, she said some of many waters, she controls many countries, all the continents. Then what?
And the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore.
This will hate Rome, the Vatican. And this is coming up, boys over there at the Vatican, or you girls over there. Okay, then what?
And shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast, until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth.
Yeah, okay, so Rome wasn't built in a day. That's a great city. That does what?
Which reigneth over the kings of the earth.
Okay. And then, go ahead, Michelle, and start reading chapter 18.
And after these things I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, is fallen.
Oh, Babylon, mystery, Babylon the Great is fallen, is fallen. In other words, after Rome is burnt and the Vatican is burnt up. It's fallen. It's fallen, kids. All right? So we know the beginning and the end because my Lord is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning, the end, the A to Z. He's everything. Okay, and then what?
And is become the habitation of devils. And
okay, so it is the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Then what?
For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication.
Right, so every nation is partaking in her, and she's made all these rules, like you can't be married until you're 18. And the kids today that are like 10 years old, they know more than grandma and grandpa that's over 100 years old now. And the Bible says for the young women to be married. And they are eligible to be married and to bear children when on the day they start menstruating. All right?
Amen.
Okay, everybody knows that. But everyone's so afraid of the beast and the whore that they believe everything that's wrong. And these kids are suffering and they're going out fornicating and then they're getting pregnant and then they're going. That's a sin to fornicate. It's a sin that causes their souls to go to hell. And then also it is a first-degree murder, which causes your soul to go to hell too. So they're definitely setting up the young people of this world to go to hell. And people are suffering because when the Lord, when you know the truth, when you know Jesus, he's the truth will set you free to do the things that the Bible says you can do. All right? You've been brain damaged, you folks out there. So for all the nations are drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication. In other words, they've believed her sinful ways and have gone along with her sinful ways with her. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And so anyone that comes up with anything better than what the people that follow her, like for instance, I told you the other day where my clothes were selling 1,000 times better than everybody else's clothes. So the Vatican got me out of the clothing shows because they only want their people to succeed. And they will do everything in their power to stop anyone that is succeeding because they want everybody to believe that when you're with the Vatican, you can be abundant and that you can wax rich from the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice, this is verse 4, from heaven saying, come out of her, my people. We know that there's a lot of people that are Roman Catholics. The Lord is telling you, you know, for your own good, come out of her, my people. If you're my people, come out. Because I'm sick and tired of you being in there. And why should you come out? He says that ye be not partakers of her sins. Because if you stay in there, then you're partaker of her sins. And that you receive not of her plagues, because she's going to be plagued so bad, and you're going to partake in those plagues if you don't get out. Now that's fair warning. Now if the people of Pearl Harbor would have gotten that kind of warning, yeah, here's the Lord saying, if they were close to the Lord, they would have known that the thing that these Japanese are coming to blow the place up. Okay, continue on, Michelle.
For her sins have reached unto heaven.
This is verse 5. For her sins have reached unto heaven. And God has remembered her iniquities, her filthy sins, her abominations. Then what?
Reward her even as she rewarded
you. Who's saying this? The angels. Amen?
Amen.
So the angels in heaven are saying, reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her, double according to her works, her evil, filthy works, destroying the saints of God. Okay, then what? And making war with Jesus. Okay, then what?
In the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double.
Double, yeah. Give me a double, Lord. My people go in the bar and say, give me a double whiskey. Well, the angels are saying, double her wrath. Double the wrath that you have, Lord, against them. Okay, how much she what?
She hath glorified herself and lived deliciously. So much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen.
Now, if Christians are praying any way other than that, then you're sinning. You say, oh, we should forgive the devil. You people, I think you're more holy than God. Okay, go ahead. Keep going.
For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire.
Okay, Sharon, take over.
Verse 8. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning.
Okay, this is what's going to happen in one day to the Vatican. What is going to happen? Death and what?
And mourning and famine. And she shall be utterly burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. Verse 9. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her.
Okay, this is the presidents, the kings, the queens. Okay, then what?
Shall bewail her and lament for her.
Yeah, because they're losing all their money. And they don't get to partake in all these delicacies that this homosexual cult in Rome bestows upon all the merchants of the world. And what?
Shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. Verse 10.
Oh, what a glorious day that will be. Then what?
Standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city Babylon.
What great city? Is Iraq a great city? Huh?
No.
No. What is the great city, the greatest city on earth? Huh?
Rome.
Well, you people are slow to answer. I guess it's because you've never been out of Alma or Dyer or Falk. Okay, then what?
Verse 10, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in one hour is thy judgment come. Verse 11, and the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise any more.
Yeah, because Rome sets a limit on things that the United States can sell. And she sets limits on what we can receive from other countries. And so if we're in good standing with Rome, well, then we can get all the delicacies that she'll give us more of a portion of whatever comes from other countries and will allow us to sell overseas. For no man will be able to buy their merchandise anymore. Because there's no one there to dole it out any longer. And now maybe people will have some freedom. Because she's the enemy of freedom. She's the enemy of the U.S. the Bible. The enemy of the U.S. Constitution that comes from the Bible. She's the enemy of the republic for which we stand. One nation, under God, indivisible, one nation. Not part of the United Nations. Even that weasel Hitler was smart enough to pull out of the UN because he saw they were being devoured by it. Then what?
Verse 12. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all fine wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood, and of brass, and iron, and marble. Verse 13, and cinnamon, and odors, and ointments, and frankincense, and wine, and oil, and fine flour, and wheat, and beasts, and sheep, and horses, and chariots, and slaves, and souls of men.
Right, because she's destroyed hundreds of millions of souls. Then what?
Verse 14, and the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. Verse 15, the merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing. Verse 16.
Yeah, we're out of business. Oh my God, we're out of business. Because the devil is flattened. Then what? And burnt. Then what?
And saying, Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls.
That's what I saw when I was in Rome. Then what?
Verse 17, For in 1 hour so great riches is come to naught.
They come to nothing. So, if the lamb isn't more powerful than this beast, then why is the Lord still God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and why is this bunch of crumbums nothing? Then what? This bunch of homosexuals, these filthy, miserable, evil, wicked, nightmarish devils. Then what?
And every shipmaster and all the company in ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off. Verse 18, And cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like unto this great city?
Not great anymore. Then what?
Verse 19, And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city, wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea, by reason of her costliness. For in 1 hour is she made desolate. Verse 20, Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. Verse 21, And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone, and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down, and shall be found no more at all. Verse 22, And the voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee, and no craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee, and the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. Verse 23, And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. Verse 24, And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth.
Okay, you folks have heard what's going to happen to anyone other than that is in the body of Christ. And so it would be my idea if you have anything going for you in your brain, your heart, your soul, you get saved right now. And the Lord says, if you receive him, fine. If you don't, you're against him. So I wouldn't be against God, because see what he did to the greatest beast on earth, this great whore. So say this prayer, and you'll be saved. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood, so it could be a detergent to take away all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, Father, Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my former filthy sins away in your precious blood. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know, because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, because your word says all that call upon the Lord shall be saved. I know you've heard me, I know you've answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, praise and thank the Lord. And Sharon, tell him how to receive a copy of this program, number 511.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Oh, praise the Lord. This is real Pastor Tony Alamo saying, tune in again tomorrow, or you'll be sorry you don't. One of the greatest quartets in the 60s, had a lot of hits, was the Brothers Four. And here's a very nice Christmas song that they sing. What child is this? The Brothers Four.
What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels great with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Joy, joy, for Christ is born, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold and her lullaby. Joy.